Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. We had another first for me in 40 years of broadcasting high school football this weekend. We had the wet bulb thermometer rule invoked, which is a safety rule that cannot be ignored. So I believe we should decree that in Football City, USA, no team shall reschedule a game during the months of August and September or 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Chances are it's going to be too hot. Postponed games must be played at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. Amen. Can I get another amen, J5V?
Amen.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Berkeley versus Somerville.
The last time Somerville lost to Berkeley at home after beating them 2 years in a row was 1966. History doesn't repeat itself this week. The Monk's Corner does drown at high tide in the green ocean of Flower Town. Sorry, Slicker. Better get out your life preserver. Friday, night's loser, the Berkeley High Stags.
T.L. Hanna versus Westside.
The battle for bragging rights in Anderson takes place at the Jacket's Nest this year, and the Sunset Horn Goats can't survive the sting. Radio would be proud. Friday, night's loser, the Westside High Rams.
Lamar versus Legion Collegiate.
Lamar has won 5 state championships since 2002. Legion has only won 7 games since 2019. The Silver Forest Dogs gobble up the Green Paladins in Darlington County. Friday, night's loser, the Legion Collegiate Lancers.
Camden versus Hartsville.
The battle for supremacy in the Sandhills takes place in historic Camden this year, and we all know Camden is a tough place to win a battle. The patriotic Canines put the bite on Jeff Calabrese's Super Forest Dogs. Friday, night's loser, the Hartsville Red Foxes in a close one.
Fairfield Central versus Chester.
Victor Floyd's Red Twisters blow south down Highway 321 but can't take down the mythical eagle-headed Lions and learn why they call the town Winsboro. Friday, night's loser, the Chester Cyclones.
Indian Land versus Palisades.
Adam Hastings' Panhandle Redskins form a hunting party and ambush the Steel Creek Putty Tats. Friday, night's loser, the Palisades Pumas.
Union County versus York.
The Wytown Cats head west on Highway 49 to Union and swat down the high-flying Onion Bugs in a tough place to play and win. Friday, night's loser, Union County Yellow Jackets in a close one.
Hillcrest versus Clover.
The Simpsonville headbutting goats don't know what hit them when Brian Lane's Blue Raptors deliver death from above on the road. Hey, Clover fans, y'all keep Jet Turner in your thoughts and prayers. Friday, night's loser, the Hillcrest Rams.
Catawba Ridge versus Nation Ford.
The big red-headed snakes from the ridge sink their fangs deep into the North Fort Mill Black Crows, poisoning them to the bone and winning the Milltown Championship in just 3 weeks' time. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Lancaster versus Rock Hill.
Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bars are mighty tough in their den, and the young diamond-headed cats from Rohi find that out in the second half. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Northwestern versus Brooklyn KC.
The 5 blocks of stone in the walls of Troy open holes in the Capital City Cats' defense and send their turbo missile through time and time again to blow them all the way back to East Columbia. Friday. Night's loser, the Brooklyn KC Bearcats.
South Point versus Mallard Creek.
The last time these two teams met, the Stallions won 17-6 and went on to their third straight state title. It's going to be a horse race, but the Big Red Chargers are in the corral this week and gun down the Duck Ditch, North Carolina Heifers. Friday, night's loser, the Mallard Creek Mavericks. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown and then listen to the OTS Sports Network for its award-winning coverage. But always, always be true to your school. Hey, J5V, wet bulb thermometer. Don't ever forget it.
It's a little hard to now, Gino.
Push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to me.